This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is Friday.
You know what's trippy about that? As I was listening to her, and it's obviously her story, but you know, there was a point in the night where I got drunk enough where I'd be like, I am going home. Like, that's, you know how you're like, I'm out, we're raging. And then you're like, I just want to go home and eat. You know that feeling?
Bickford's on the way home. Yeah, but I also know the feeling where it's like, you are at a party, you're having fun, and the person you're with is like, I want to go home. I'm like, what? I don't want to go home. I'm just getting started.
Yeah, I guess I know both those feelings. You're right.
The Radio Alice Report.
My friends leave me places when I'm like, I'm having too much fun, you guys. Why don't you find something to do? And then they go, all right, and they leave.
Right. And then there you are in a closet at 5 a.m. as the sun's coming up.
Sorry. Anyway, that's too much reminiscing. Let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Ghirardelli Square. Discover a new local favorite at Ghirardelli Square this spring. From dim sum to craft brews to mini golf and boba, there's something for everyone to enjoy. For more info, visit GhirardelliSQ.com. That's GhirardelliSQ.com. All right. These stories make the news from time to time, and I hope to gosh that every one of these ends up being foiled and that this has never been a successful murder-for-hire situation.
Oh, murder for hire stories, sure.
A realtor and self-described pistol-packing cheer mom from Missouri allegedly tried to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband's mom.
Oh.
She wanted it to look like an accident and was willing to pay $1,500 for it.
Whoa, big spender.
Leanne Bauman, 44, has just been charged with conspiracy to commit murder in connection with the alleged plot to kill her former mother-in-law, because she was convinced the mother-in-law was causing strain with her relationship with her daughters.
Right.
So grandma's getting in between the mom and her daughters.
Got kids with someone, you've got their parents too for the rest of your life.
Yep. They call her a world record winning power boater from the Lake of the Ozarks. And she's also, again, a real estate agent.
And a power pistol packing cheer mom.
She was prepared to pay $1,500 for the hit in March and asked a pal for leads on possible hitman.
Whoa. Did the pal turn her in?
Yes. Oh. She told the friend, I know it's wrong as a Christian, but I'll go to church and ask for forgiveness after it's done.
Oh, boy. I can't believe what a good person she is.
Mm-hmm. Boy, we really do love ourselves, don't we?
We really do. This seems totally legit and doable, and I'll ask God for forgiveness. I've been told my whole life he forgives everybody.
In the court documents, Bauman believed, this is the woman again, the pistol-packing cheer mom from Missouri, who was trying to hire a hitman, there she is, to kill her mother-in-law, former mother-in-law.
Look at
she
her.
Says she wanted to do it because her ex and former mother-in-law were going to take her to court for full custody of her children.
So she's how old she is?
She looks 44.
Yeah,
yes.
She looks around that, and she's a blonde lady in bright pink lipstick and dyed blonde hair.
one of the text messages she'd sent to her own daughter was, "Grandmom's gonna die." When confronted with that, she said, "Oh, no, I just meant because she's old. You know, she's going to die." Ooh. But of course, you know,
now
she was actually
new information, right?
Trying to hire someone to murder Grandmom.
How old are the kids, does it say?
It doesn't say in the story that I've got. I'm sure if I had more time, I could have researched it and found that. I mean, she's only 44, so...
You know, you hear horror stories about mothers-in-law and other extended members of the family, but I think we can all agree this is the person who's a crazy person. Like, this is clearly the situation where this person thinks she's in the right and thinks she's doing the right thing, but she's nuts.
When troopers came to her house, the woman's house, who was hiring a hitman or allegedly about to hire a hitman to kill Grandma. When she was confronted by the police, she said, "That is that person who's doing that, the friend who ratted her out." Uh-huh. She blamed it on the friend that ratted her out. And she says, "I was just venting about my mother-in-law. This friend of mine hatched the plot. I had nothing to do with it." And then she said, I love this part. And then she told the police, "I have an appointment to get Botox and I will not cancel it." So, she left.
Oh, she's a peach, this one.
Yeah, she really is.
Anybody else want to vote to give the dad and the mother-in-law full custody? Because I am not into this lady at all.
100%.
She seems really, really problematic.
So,
and there
so
she is
what,
with her little dog and her sold sign of the house.
Right.
And
The trip is that we hear about these plots and you know, we only hear about them when they're foiled. So I wonder, are these things happening more often than we know? Seems awful.
It's a great question.
That is, it's a question I don't even want to know the answer to. Like, I really hope that every one of these stupid plots gets foiled.
Me too. I agree 100%.
I like to think there aren't people walking around looking to murder other people for money.
Get them.
There's a woman named Bita Golshani in L.A., and she just tweeted a picture of a question she got on an online job interview.
Bita Golshani.
Now, every one of us have, well, other than Sarah, who's had the same job for 30 years, yeah. every one of us have gone through these interview type things, and they're never fun.
Well, you're nervous, and especially if you really want the job, you want to do well.
Of course, absolutely.
Answer all the questions. And
so she wrote, quote, "This is definitely the most bizarre question I've ever seen on a job application." The question is, quote, "You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?" So that's the question.
Cut it up and eat it? Is that the right answer?
I feel like you're looking for the most obscure answer. It seems like a personality question.
Start my own circus. Is that the right answer?
I would address it in the room.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say you would dress it up. That's what I would do. I would have a parade every morning at 9 a.m. and everyone could come out and pet my elephant for $10.
Again,
I'd make money off that thing.
Just some lady on a job interview. She wrote, this is a question she got and posted it. "You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?" Apparently, someone wrote on her post that she's actually taken courses on how to respond to janky interview questions. And so here's what she wrote. The correct answer is, open a business where you hire the elephant out for events.
That's the right answer, huh?
Apparently. Mm. Here's what, I like this one a lot. This is what someone else wrote. "Unfortunately, I can no longer work here. Raising this elephant is my full-time job. We are going to travel from town to town solving mysteries. Thank you."
I like that one.
That's beautiful.
You're hired.
Yeah. That's how it's done, everyone.
Anytime you can work, "I'm going to travel town to town solving mysteries," into anything, you are a winner.
Right.
That is the winning answer. That is genius.
Yep. Very well done. So, you know... I don't hate your chop it up and eat it answer, but
that
I think
was,
I like...
That was the knee-jerk Vinny. I would definitely start my own circus, obviously.
Right.
And if we happen to solve mysteries along the way, that'd just be, you know, make the show more interesting.
There's a 28-year-old woman. Where's my time? Oh, I'm good. There's a 28-year-old woman named Blair Witten from Barnesville, Minnesota. And she was just arrested on Saturday for getting some revenge on her ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
her ex-boyfriend just died. And Blair drove to the cemetery in Fargo, North Dakota, and started speeding around to interrupt the funeral.
Oh.
Her ex's father said they didn't want Blair at the funeral and didn't invite her there, but she showed up to cause a ruckus. When she was driving her SUV around, she almost hit some people who tried to get her to leave. The police came, and she ended up arrested for reckless endangerment. That is not how you handle the passing of a former flame, young
lady. You say her name is Blair Witchum?
Her name is Blair. Hold on, I have it here. Blair Witten.
She looks like a witch.
She looks like Blair Witch.
She has a tattoo on her neck.
Is that a heart? Oh, it's a diamond. She has a huge diamond.
I thought it was the Illuminati tattooed. For a second.
Oh, you thought it was Illuminati? Maybe it is. Is that the hands? What is the...
Isn't it that?
The Illuminati? Yeah, I don't know. It's a... She's white blonde. I assume dyed. I don't know. It's a blunt cut just short of her shoulders. She's
very
black
albino
shirt
looking,
oh,
too.
She is kind of albino.
Oh, she's got,
teardrops. Doesn't that mean you killed someone? Yeah. And then there's
a huge
black diamond on her neck, which I assume, and it's pointing down at her body, she's a black diamond slope. I mean, this
black
lady.
Black diamond slope.
Interesting.
So she's an advanced ride. Is that what you're saying?
Ride. Yeah, it must be at least this tall to ride this ride.
5'5", I think, is what it says in the background there.
Yeah, she's about 5'5". She looks like someone who would dive bomb a funeral.
Yeah, well, I guess if getting arrested at your ex-boyfriend's funeral is your idea of revenge, then she got her revenge.
What happened to the boyfriend? Why is he dead?
I don't know.
Blair
say.
Witch.
Just about to say
Blair
that.
Blair Witchum.
She slipped in poison.
At least she wore black to the funeral, huh?
Oh, did they pick her up? Yep, she's wearing black. She knew the right color for the funeral.
I feel like that's just her everyday look.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a move? Listen to this story and tell me if this is a move.
Okay.
When I was a little boy, I rode a skateboard every day, all day. I was pretty good on the
what?
Thing.
What? You?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
But I remember going to the roller rink, you know, where you do this roller skating thing with the other kids.
And, yeah, sure. And, couples.
I hated roller skates, but I would play like I couldn't do it so cute girls would help me.
Oh,
I feel
smart.
Like that's what's going on here, but let me tell you the story you tell me.
Okay.
Back in 2019, a yoga instructor in India was going for a dip in the ocean in between classes.
Mm.
And then she almost drowned. She found herself incapable of swimming at a certain point, and one of her students dove in and saved her.
Oh.
Then they started dating.
Oh.
Fell in love and just married this past March. Come on.
Save me. No, not you. Bill. Bill,
come
save
on.
Me.
Right?
Yeah. That's, although, I mean, the ocean can get you. Just when you think you got it going on with the ocean, it comes and bat you down.
Oh, I can't say I haven't had my own, you know.
Yeah, you almost died a couple weeks ago.
Well,
or maybe it was a couple months. Time has no meaning anymore.
I didn't almost die, but it was not a good situation. Really, really bad news. You're right. This next story is just a tip.
Oh.
Where I told you I had to go over the hill yesterday. So I'm out driving around. I, of course, am very aware of these spring speed traps. So I'm very careful. If you're not aware, this is when police come out and let everybody know who's back on the road. We're in charge around here. The spring flowers, I like to call them. The little lights that go off behind you. That's yay.
Great. I'm getting pulled over.
Right.
It's my lucky day.
An annual survey asked people if they've ever gotten out of a speeding ticket and how they did it. And the strategy that works best. A lot of people say the number one thing they say is, I didn't know I was speeding. I didn't know. That works. I don't know for whom. I guess cute girls, because it's never worked for me.
Yeah.
They say it works 26% of the time. Just a simple, I didn't know I was speeding, is enough to get you out of a ticket. I don't think so. Not for this face,
anyway. What about crying or saying, I really need to go number two. Please. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make it home. Would that work?
You're telling me the cute lady that has to poop.
Yep.
Excuse is going to work.
And you're crying and sweating.
I was going to say, it's that time of the month and I'm trying to get home.
Yeah. I've heard that one before.
Did I poop myself?
I have my period and I'm just trying to get home. And please,
it's a mess. It's a mess, officer. I need to go.
You don't want to see what's going on. I really need to go. Please. Please.
I'm a so crime sorry. Scene.
Literally.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Although if they made you get out and you didn't have a crime scene, then you'd be like, all right, I lied.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wouldn't do that. Like, how? They don't know. It hasn't gotten to that stage yet.
They could, right. If they,
yeah, but if they say, okay, you're a crime scene crier, please step out of the car. If you are, you're off the hook.
That seems like a violation.
You're violating. This is blood. It's my blood, not your blood.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's a medical emergency, which could, I guess, be that, right?
Right, sure.
I don't know.
Aunt Flo's coming and I gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Number five. I have to use the bathroom.
So how often does that one work?
20% of the time. Oh. I'm late for an interview. I'm late to pick up or drop off my kid. I didn't see the speed limit sign. I'm late for court. I'm late for a doctor's, all that stuff. None of that stuff works in my world. I've never had that happen.
The last ticket I got out of, I came tearing around a corner going like 40 by the school near my house. But that was because I was trying to get away from this guy who was like hassling me on the other road. And I told the officer, I'm like, I'm just trying to get away from that guy. Like he is driving erratically and there he goes down the road. You better go get him.
And it worked.
Did it work?
It did work. Because I was clearly, I was like, listen, I know I went too fast. I'm trying to, this guy has been hassling me all the way down Camino Alto. Cutting me off and getting up. Yeah. And he let me go. I was like,
and
right.
He didn't say, what kind of car?
He did. Well, he didn't. But I said, what kind of car? I was like, is that guy right up there? And he's, rah, 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 rah.
But it wasn't.
It was. No, I was getting hassled. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I made it up. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you made it up. I mean, honestly. Why is someone hassling you?
Maybe I made it up.
Maybe I made it up. I don't know. I've told the story a few times, though. So you know how stories go. They get better as you tell them.
The last time I got out of a ticket, I was on a motorcycle. And the cop said, I thought you were going to just go. Like, I thought you were going to take off on me.
Oh.
So when I did pull over, he was like, well, thanks for pulling over. You were speeding. Like, you're going 85. I was like, oh.
You're such a bad boy.
I was going to 85. It's like, you know. On a bike that's
cruising, right?
Yeah, it's just cruising.
So he let you off?
He let me off.
Wow.
It was partly because I was like super like, oh man, I can't afford this ticket. I already got like 3 points, dude.
How's that helpful?
Yeah, that's not helpful.
That's not helpful.
That should be the reason that you get.
He already knew that I had that because he looked at my license. He went to his car. He came back. He saw all the stuff that I had. He was like, look, dude, you have no more chances. I get it. I'm thankful you pulled over. Because I thought you were going to take off, because a lot of bikes do. You know, you go between cars and you're gone.
Right, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get you. But they would have your license, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
That depends on if they
how close
got
they
to
are.
It, saw that quick enough.
Just don't let them get that close.
Plates.
Right,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's got to be a camera on the front of that car that they can blow up the picture. I say never run. Don't run. But then what do I know? I don't get hassled by the cops, you know?
Right. Of course
old white lady over here.
Right.
Let me tell you how you should handle the cops. Yeah, okay, old white lady. Great. I'd love to take your advice.
Drive super slow on the road anyway.
Yeah. I know.
Our text
number
is 800-400-3697. 530 says, cute girl here. I've done it all, even crying. It didn't work.
Oh. Maybe because they're on guard with a cute girl. Like,
or they had a bad day, you know.
You
want to hear something
day.
Weird? Someone just knocked at my door.
What? Answer it. Go answer it right answer now. It. Go Hold answer on. It. Go answer it.
Yeah.
Yeah, answer it. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Oh, that's not his door right there? His door.
Oh,
I know. I thought
that
was his door, too.
I thought it was front door.
He's got a front door and a back door, and they're right
I guess
across.
That's his back door we're staring at.
I'm on the air. What are you doing?
The dog. It's the dog. I hear a dog barking.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I want to see the
happy
dog.
Friday.
Oh, dog.
Oh, look at the dog jumping. Oh, the dog's so happy.
Oh, we clip of the day.
Clip of the day.
Okay, I got to go.
All right, we'll see you later.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.